Well, as promised, Florida has filed a lawsuit against Georgia regarding their long-running water war in the U.S. Supreme Court. Florida has long argued that water use by Metro Atlanta at the top of the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River system has cut the flow of fresh water downstream to Apalachicola Bay. According to the lawsuit, Georgia is using more than 360 million gallons of water daily and expects that figure to nearly double to 705 million gallons by 2040. Last year, the combination of drought and reduced fresh water from Georgia produced the lowest flows in 89 years, causing the bay's water to be too salty for oysters and other seafood to thrive. The result, says U.S. Representative Steve Sutherland, has been a 90% reduction in Northwest Florida's oyster industry. According to a statement from the Florida Governor's Office, the lawsuit differs from previous failed efforts because it goes directly to the source of the harm suffered by Florida and Apalachicola Bay, upstream consumption and storage of water by Georgia. A spokesman for Georgia Governor Nathan Deal said the state would defend its water rights. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.